Blog Talk Radio.
His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and His sheep of the pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercies is everlasting, and His truth endures all generations. I have read Psalms 100. Our Father in heaven, I love You. You heard our cry and pitied every groan. As long as we live and trouble rise, we will hasten to Your throne. We thank You, Father, for our peace. We thank You for Your prosperity, Your mercy, Your good health, giving us sane minds, prosperity, and protecting us sheep, especially here in Detroit, from the evil ones and from disasters, natural disasters, chemical disasters, whatever disasters, even those who are, I think, maybe trying to rule our mayor. Bless him, God. Give him the strength to rule Detroit, and do not let the hunter captured Detroit from him. Bless him and us. And we praise Your name forever. Amen. Amen. Well, Hi there. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess ministry. I know you have your pen, paper, or pencil, your Bible, your King James Bible, that is, version of the Bible, so that you may read along with me. And a cool glass of water. You know, water is good for you. Now, what I want you to do is turn your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, and that you'll read along with me. Let me have another word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, bless me to read this chapter 18, all of it. And then, whatever you would have me to say to your sheep, allow me to say it with power and give them understanding of what is meant to be said for your glory and for my entrance into the kingdom of your heaven. Amen. Okay, are you at Matthew chapter 18? Let's begin reading. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Surely, I say to you, unless you are converted or changed and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it is better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck than he were drowned in the depth of his sea. Woe to the earth because of offenses, for offenses must come, and woe to that man by whom the offense comes." So you people who like to hurt little children or attack little children sexually and do perverted things to them that are not of God, woe unto you. You're not doing what is right. You have the mind of the evil one. Do not hurt a little child, men, grown women. You will answer to God. And there is no saving of you unless you repent and change from your ways. And really change. God knows when you are fake. Let's pick up reading Matthew chapter 18, verse 8. "And if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire." So you might ask me, "Well, Sandra, what is the everlasting fire?" Well, I'm going to tell you, let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 20. Let's go there right quick. And hopefully I'll be able to find it right quick for you. Okay, chapter 19 and verse 20, here it is. "The beast was captured, and with him the false prophets who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast than those who worshiped the image. These two were cast alive in the lake of fire burning in brimstone. At the end of life, we will be judged, and if you do bad, you will be cast into the lake of fire with the false prophets, the beasts, and Satan, and who all else God deemed or see fit to send into the lake of fire. So that is one place we do not want to go. And in fact, we are doing our best to stay from there. Let's pick up reading chapter 18, verse 10. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountain to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly, I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. I'm thinking of a story about the prodigal son. That's when the son leaves the home, takes all that he has, and go out into the world and do everything that he wants. But then he realizes that he was better off in his father's house, and he changes his ways and comes back home. And when his father sees him coming home, his father is really happy. His father rejoices and has one of his fattest calves killed for his sons returning home because they were going to enjoy being merry over that child returning home. Let's pick up at chapter 18 of Matthew, verse 14. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Amen. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he, your brother, refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he, your brother, refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that two or three are gathering, agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Amen. Thank you, God, for that. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Now that's 490 times, 70 times seven. Now, Are you going to keep count of the number of times that your brother sins against you? No, I think I will not. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle his account with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. Well, I looked that up, and that's like a measurement of gold and silver. And, you know, the price of gold is for an ounce. It's a lot of money these days. I don't even know how much. So let's say, for instance, an ounce of gold is like $30 an ounce, for an example. So let's say 10,000 times 30 ounces of gold. That's a lot. That's how much the man owed his, the king who wanted to settle his account. And that's the kingdom of heaven who wants to settle his account. But let's pick up and reading at verse 25. But he was not able to pay. His master commanded him be sold with his wife and his children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion. Release him and forgive him his debt, the debt. But the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Well, denarii is like $20. So he owed him maybe $2,000. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay his debt. Now I said, wow, that doesn't make sense to me. How can he pay his debt when he's in prison? So it said, should pay his debt. So I guess if he owed him $2,000, well, put him in jail for as long as $2,000 until the $2,000 should be paid, spending your time in jail. To me, that doesn't make sense. Send him out to work. But that was his rationale, not mine. Let's pick up in chapter 18, verse 31. So when his servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then the master, after that, he called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that debt was due to him. So my Heavenly Father also will do to each of you. Let me start today again, verse 35. So my Heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from your heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 6, where I'm going to read to you the Lord's Prayer. where it tells you to do this. It says to pray in this manner: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. That's the point I'm trying to make. As we forgive our debtors, so we must be able to forgive. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Don't let evil come into our hearts where we will not be able to forgive. For your Father, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Now let's read on to verses 14 and 15. These are very important verses. Where it says here, For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now that's important. Now if evil comes on you, and it says, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Now, you have committed sin and evil in your life. You want to be forgiven. So forgive, so that our Father will forgive you. Amen. Amen. God, I hope that's a lesson that we all learn, including myself. For I have been trespassed on, and I have trespassed on others. Help me to forgive those. Help us, see, Father, to forgive those who have hurt us and taken from us. And I ask you, Father, the two people that were taken from me, you bring them back into my life. That's enough of my confession. Let's start reading at chapter 19. But Father, if you bring those people back into my life, let me be able to accept all that they have, and they accept all that I have, and we forgive each other. If we cannot forgive, then it is best that I not receive them. But I do want to be with one of them in all he has, no matter what. Let's pick up reading chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these sayings, that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. A great multitude followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him, saying to him, Is it lawful that a man divorce his wife just for any reason? And he answered, talking about Jesus, answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? Now let's stop here for a minute. Those of you of the same sex, if you believe in God, believe what Matthew has said. He made them male and female. He didn't make them male and male. He didn't make them female and female. Let's pick up reading at verse 5. Chapter 19, verse 5. And said, For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. A wife to a man is not another man. A wife to a woman is not another woman. It's a husband. And the two shall become as one flesh. So then they no longer be two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, male and female, let not men separate. For those same-sex people, you are out of the will of God. God loves you. He wants you to come back. Convert. change your ways and ask God to forgive you and mean it from your heart. God did not condone same-sex marriage or same-sex relationship. I know only one, two, or maybe no one is listening to me. But if you are believing God, and I believe that many of you same-sex people believe in God, you have got to change your ways no matter how much you want to be in that relationship. Get out of it and go to God. And if you have to be in a sexual relationship, be with a man, woman, or man be with a woman. It is not two of the same sexual category. I know you may think mean of me or mad of me or that I'm crazy or don't understand, but I'm teaching you or counseling you or ministering to you what God has told me to do. He told me to feed his sheep, and I thought that I should not do that. And I didn't do it, but that dream stayed with me. And then I said, well, God, if that's what you want me to do, you got to make it where I understand that I am to do what you want. And years later, he came to me in a dream and said, minister unto the people. It doesn't matter what your race, religion, or your beliefs are. He said, minister unto the people. And if you're listening to me, I am telling you what's coming from God. Get out of it. God wants to save you. I read to you earlier. He said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 14, he says, even so it is, it says, even so it is not the will of our Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. God does not want you to perish. Hear me and believe me and follow what I say. Let's pick up on verse chapter 19, verse 7. My time is short, and I want to finish this before I go to a closing prayer. They say to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce to put her away? And Jesus said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. So you were not supposed to divorce your wives. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and those same-sex people with that sexual immorality, and if you marry, if someone goes out of their marriage and have go with someone, have sex with someone that is not of their spouse, then that's immorality too. And marries another, commits adultery, and whoever marries with her, marries her who is divorced, commits adultery. His disciples said to him, if such is the case, if such is the case of man with his wife, it is better for him not to marry. I will stop there and pick up on verse 11, chapter 19 of Matthew next time. Let me have a word of prayer, closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day, allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Protect us from the evil ones. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us not into temptation. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Take God along with you everywhere you go, sheep. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. By the side.
of the road. Another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love.